There is the full-time whistle here at Finn Park in the first home game of the season. It's ended in a share of the spoils. Finn Harps 1, Cork City 1. And the story of the goals in this game, Harps on 16 minutes hit the front. It came about after Sean Murphy for Cork had a sloppy back pass which caught up in the heavy turf here in Ballybuffet, and it failed to success Edigan. He picked it up, intercepted the ball. All he had to do was beat the keeper from 25 yards out. He stuck it to the right and it nestled into the back of the net. And at that stage of the game with 16 minutes on the clock, Harps deservedly in front, leading by a goal to nil. But after that, then Cork started to find their feet and get a bit of momentum in the game and started to pressurise Finn Harps. And then eventually, later on in the game, on 69 minutes, a controversial call by the referee, which resulted in Cork City getting that equalising goal. Dave Colley, a simple touch, there was nobody near him. He took one touch, he went to move, lost his feet, fell on the ball, and he touched the ball in the penalty area on the ground. And Mark Lynch straight away blew for the penalty, pointed to the spot, and Jack Doherty, in fairness to him, he took his third goal off the season, two games played. He's got three goals already. He drilled it into the bottom right-hand side. He took it extremely well, and that levelled up the game. After that, for about 25-30 minutes, it was all Cork, and you felt that there was something going to come, particularly from a set piece, but it didn't materialise, and Harps right at the death had numerous chances to sneak a winner by trying to get a second goal, but that didn't come either. We said at the very start, Declan, would you take a point in a game like this against Cork, who are seen as the title favourites in the first division? That's how it ended, but we had chances to sneak it.
We had a chance near the end to sneak it, and we're all the better for this match. Cork were good tonight. To be fair to them, they were good. They played the ball through the thirds. Good players in the midfield area. Have a bit of a threat up top as well. Not many teams played two players up top, and they played two players up top. Really good atmosphere tonight. Supporters got behind the players on the pitch. And the second half, we dug deep, and at times we looked under pressure. Cork were physically a lot bigger than the Harps team, so set plays were causing real problems. They had eight, as you said, in the second half, and that caused us problems. But we dealt with them. We got through that. Whether the storm was such in the last 5 to 7 or 8 minutes there, including injury time, we were a lot better as we played forward. Tonight, I have to say, Tony McNamee was excellent when we got on the ball. Patrick Ferry was very good until he was taken off, obviously. Edigan's great goal, and he held the ball up well. Had a chance to make it 2-0 that just before Cork got their penalty kick. Had a chance, but didn't get a good enough connection on it and didn't work the goalkeeper. And then it comes down to the big decision by the referee. It looks off. I'd like to see it again on a video or on it looked a bit soft on Colley, but the referee gave it and not much you can do about it. But they dug deep today. Good attitude. Worked hard. Difficult conditions for both teams. Pitch is very, very heavy. But it's 3 points. It's a one and it's a draw, and you take that 4 points out of possible six, especially when you're playing the so-called team that's supposed to go and won this league is Cork City.
Yeah, and confidence now getting into the next game. Athlone are up next here next Friday night.
Yeah, and they drew three each tonight, did they?
Yeah.
So they've got 4 points as well. So that's a big one. But listen, it's all about building confidence. You know, more players getting on the pitch, more experienced players as well, has really, really helped us. At times we had to dig deep, but we looked organised. We dealt with everything that they had to throw at us, apart from they never really luckily scored apart from getting the penalty kick. They had dangerous moments from set plays, but they actually didn't play through us tonight, which we've defended that area very, very well. At times I thought we played too deep the second half, inviting pressure from Cork City. It was just wave after wave of attack without them creating too much. At times we need to play a wee bit higher up and be a bit braver in the ball. And when we did link it and did keep the ball and we got our key players in the ball, we were causing real, real problems on the counter-attacking. We will score goals away from home.
Just to wrap up the other scores, as we said, Cove and Athlone finished 3-3. Kerry scoring late in their match against Bray Wanderers. They're still playing. It's currently 1-0 in favour of Kerry in that tie. And Treaty United have beaten UCD by a goal to nil. In the top flight Premier Division 1 result then, Waterford 4-1 winners against Drogheda. Galway United are leading Dundalk 2-0 in the closing minutes. Shelburne still 2-1 up against Shamrock Rovers. Mark Coyle, former Harpsman, now captain of Shells, he got the opening goal of the game. His younger brother, Dara Coyle, actually came on in the second half for Harps here tonight. And Bohemians are leading against St. Pat's by a goal to nil. They are still playing in Richmond Park in Chicor in that one as well. So, already, Finn Park has cleared out. It's gone. It's just me and you left here, Declan. So it is. But it's been a solid night for Harps. Yes, we had chances to win it. But if you said at the start of the season you would take 4 points from two games, you certainly would have took that. It's finished up here. Thanks to Declan for his contribution tonight. And thanks to Marty back in studio for letting us interrupt his fantastic programme. We will have reaction available online on HighlandRadio.com shortly from this game. And, of course, we'll have more reaction on Saturday Sport tomorrow. So as we return to the studio in Letterkenny, full-time score at Finn Park in the first home game of the season, it's finished Finn Harps 1, Cork City 1.